Welcome back to Hawk Hill Sports, Radio 1851. Just talked about DeSean Jackson. Now we're going to get into the Final Four this weekend in Dallas. Jerry's World hosting the Final Four. We got UConn, the 7 seed, against the 1 seed Florida at 6 o'clock on Saturday. 8 seed Kentucky against 2 seed Wisconsin at 8, around 8:50 it'll start.
I'm going to say it once, and then we don't have to say it again. Could have been us. Could have been us.
Could it have?
Yeah, I think it could have.
I do. I mean, a lot of stuff would have had to go right, but I.
We're gonna beat Michigan State in the Elite Eight.
That's a lot of hypotheticals, but we definitely gave UConn their best game.
Yeah.
So
we'll always have that.
Take that for what it is. You know,
that's not much.
Does that make you root for UConn?
I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I was always a huge UConn fan growing up. Because of stupid reasons, I'm not sure exactly why. But I
Ben sounds Gordon, like a lot of your fandoms.
Ben Gordon and Emeka Okafor were my boys back in the day, and then I just basically adopted them. But I would not root for them until now. I was rooting for them to lose this entire time since for a little redemption. I wanted someone to avenge us, but it didn't happen. So now I'm putting that grudge aside at this point.
Yeah, I never really bought into the whole, you want the team that beat you to win the championship, so you got beaten by the best. I never bought into that.
No, nope.
I mean, I hate them worse.
That's
beat me.
Exactly what I
hate you. Before that, probably didn't hate you that much. Now I hate you.
Yeah.
Now I want to see you fail.
Yeah, I hate when people say that. Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. No chance we even beat Villanova, though, I'm saying. I'm saying Villanova would have beat us, even if we won the Connecticut game. I think Villanova takes out the Hawks in the second round.
Well, it's all
speculation.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
We'll never know.
But
I'm not mad. So let's get UConn, Shabazz Napier, Kemba Ingvem to the Final Four. I mean, they're a 7 seed. Nobody saw this coming.
I mean, everyone's going to get mad about it, but the similarities between the two are shocking.
Yeah. Kemba Walker carried UConn to a national championship a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now Shabazz Napier trying to do the same thing.
And I mean, it goes to show you senior guard play is just such a big thing.
Yeah.
And he's, I think undoubtedly the best senior guard in the, you know, if not before this tournament being shown, showing what we already should have known,
right,
is that he is easily the best guard in the country, and he's a senior, and that's what happens. You get a Final Four appearance if that's who you have on your team, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. And in Florida, who they're going to play, they're 36-2. You know, they don't lose. But they had an easy road to the Final Four, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
they're really playing. And I feel like this is another easy game. But, you know, UConn's obviously good. They made the Final Four. But I just don't see them beating Florida.
A lot of times the thing that gets you through these games is the star power. If you have the best player on the court, got a shot.
Yeah.
Shabazz might be that guy in this game. You know? Scotty Wilbekin, he's been very good in this tournament as well. But, you know, that's something that can carry you. We saw that with Stephen Curry and Davidson.
I was going to say, I would be interested, now that we've actually kind of mentioned this, how often the team with the best guard in the country makes it to the Elite Eight or beyond, because last year that's Trey Burke, right? And they made it to the Final Four, correct?
What, last year in Michigan?
Michigan
national Michigan championship
was, or national championship
yeah
game,
they
right?
lost to Louisville.
So you have that. 2012 was
Kentucky,
but who'd they play?
Kansas.
Kansas, and Kansas had any guards?
Bum bum bum.
I don't know, but I'd have to do more research on it. But I do, as I kind of just thought about it, you brought up Steph Curry already. They made a Elite Eight appearance, right?
Yeah.
And they were Davidson.
Yeah, so, it just took Steph Curry. We all see how good he is now.
Yeah, so I think that that's really going to be a big thing going forward. But, you know, maybe it comes down to how far has Shabazz led them. Like, I don't think he should have led them this far, let alone, you know. I don't know. We'll see. What do you think about Kentucky, though?
Yeah, Kentucky's, you know, we kind of all agreed when we were talking about the bracket originally that Kentucky was a team that was dangerous.
Yes.
Because of just the pure talent they have. Mm-hmm. And obviously,
they always have.
Yeah, obviously they don't have senior leadership because all five of their starters are freshmen. But we knew how good those freshmen were. I think we all kind of agreed that they could make a Final Four run, and sure enough, they did.
Yes.
Yep. And they beat some tough teams to get there.
My worry about them going into it was that because you mentioned they're, you know, so freshman dominated, or almost entirely freshman dominated, right?
Yeah.
Did they even play a non-freshman like in their
Cauley Stein, but he's hurt. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think they play a freshman really meaningful minutes or a non-freshman meaningful minutes at all. But basically, because of that, going into it, I knew that they have the talent to play with anyone. But you also, with you youth, you're going to lose, or I at least anticipated them losing a game that they shouldn't have lost, but just by losing their composure. And they haven't done that. And I mean, that's a shout out to the Harrison twins, who seem to be growing up right before our eyes at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and just the whole group. Julius Randle's kind of been Julius Randle forever. But, you know, it's just them kind of coming together. And I think their magic has run out, personally. But
you think Wisconsin gets them?
I do think Wisconsin gets them, but, you know, we will see.
I don't think there really was a game that they should have won other than Kansas State in the first round. Wichita State, that's an undefeated team. Mm-hmm. Louisville, trendy pick to go all the way in the national championship. Michigan, 2 seed that played very well in beating a dangerous Tennessee team. So, I mean, those are tough games. Those are tough games, and you know, they came out on the other side really, really well. I was impressed with them.
Yeah, it should be a good weekend. You know, should be 2 good games and the championship Monday. Update our bracket pool here.
Oh, let's not.
Matt Hostler in first place by a lot, 780 points. Matt Stokel has 680. Those are the only 2 contenders right now. Matt Hostler has Kentucky in the national championship. He got 3 of the Final 4 right,
which is so that's crazy. Impressive.
That's a hard Final Four to pick.
Yeah, you know, he's way ahead in points right now. But you know, if you get the one of the national championship teams, he could fall to second. So Matt Stokel had Florida in the national championship. Hostler had Kentucky.
Mm.
If both those things happen, Matt Hostler wins.
Mm-hmm.
And then if only one wins, then that person would win the pool.
Right.
So none of us have won. How's that feel, guys?
why do you guys listen to the show? I don't know. What do we know? But I don't know. I made, obviously, horrible, horrible decisions.
Yeah, you were done after the first
day.
I would not
like to mention it, but yes, second day, definitely I was
done. He picked Duke to win the national championship. That's what he did.
There you go.
And in terms of percentile on ESPN.com, Andrew Droman is in the 22nd percentile. Myself, I'm in the 30th percentile. And Tim at a very respectable and solid 70th percentile.
Yeah.
Those are your hosts.
One of my brackets that I did a ton, you know, just for fun. One of them, I had 3 of the Final 4 right. Where is it? Yeah, actually, this one's in the 99.8th percentile.
Wow.
Of course, it has no money on it whatsoever. But yeah, I had Florida, Wisconsin, Kentucky, and I have Kentucky winning the national championship in that one.
Wow.
That could be very nice. Just because
they're my preseason picks, so I wanted to do a bracket that
represented
that.
What you thought, yeah.
And that one's looking good. But that's it. But it is meaningless.
Yeah.
In our pool here, which also has literally no consequence, Tim's got Florida, had Oklahoma State, Louisville, Michigan State. Oh yeah. I mean, it was a rough go for everyone. It really was.
Yeah.
It really, really was.
Iowa State was my last man standing for a while. And then